Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch, and we go places other talk shows, quite frankly, wish they could, but they can't. I don't know why they want to. I mean, this is a hard show to do, but we're very happy to do it. And we do it every night, and we're on our website every night with live streaming video. All you have to do is go to philhendryshow.com, get a backstage pass, watch our live streaming video, listen to the thousands of hours of archived radio, listen to view other archived video clips that we have. And while you're on site, you might click the free podcast link. That takes you to our twice weekly free Phil Hendry podcast. Twice weekly, we deliver a free podcast for people that might want to take advantage of our website. So head on over to philhendryradio.com if you want, or philhendryshow.com, which is our subscription site. 877-876-PHIL, our number. A lot of stuff to do in the news and information hour, which we will be getting into at the top of the next hour. Tons of strange news. Obviously, the Miami story still very, very hot, and the campaigns going on. We know that Mitt Romney now is enjoying the full focus of social commentators and comedians and so on and so forth. We're also going to have with us this hour R.C. Collins from Bradley Military Academy. Bradley Military Academy is in Altadena, California, and R.C. has been on our program before. Where are you right now, R.C.?
Mr. Henry, right now we're in a, like, this is the just below our stadium. It's below our basketball stadium.
Well, what is there? Why am I hearing all that noise?
Oh, that's the heating and cooling system, and I guess it just kicked on. It just kicked on. That's why it's so real loud.
Well, if your guys are moving out of that area?
Yes, we are. We're just on our way up. We got finished with doing some PTs, which is what we call a PT, is physical training outside, and we kind of got going a little bit late, but we're back at it, and you know we're ready to we're good to go. That's all I can tell you about that.
All right, and so you guys are back. Are you going to the mess hall? I'm just trying to figure out where you guys are. Are you in transit?
Well, yeah, we're on our way. Probably going to have some dinner, and we'll go back and study, and then we got lights out. But the reason why I wanted to be on your show tonight is I wanted to talk about how stupid people are when they talk about the cannibal of Miami. But I also want to say that the kid you just had on, Mr. Henry, that one kid that you just had on, sir, the kid?
Yeah.
The one that was just on?
Yeah, Justin McElroy?
Yes, sir. That kid's about as stupidest kid that I've ever heard. And if he was a classmate of mine, we definitely blue sock him. There's no question that we would blue sock him.
And what is blue sock?
Well, it's something you do in the military where when somebody screws up the unit, then the other members of the unit put him through physical situation, like physical torture or something. It's not torture, but
Is that like a red zone or code red or whatever that is?
I'm not familiar with that.
I've never heard of Blue Sock. I've heard of a Code Red, and that's only because I watched that movie. What the hell was that movie that they did, Bud?
Are you talking about for the few good men?
Yeah, A Few Good Men. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. That's a movie about the Marine Corps, and they may have different ways of doing it. But at Bradley, we Blue Sock anybody that is in our unit, is in our dorm, or maybe even who's in the dorm room, and you will, you know, get the rest of the platoon together. And
now, how many guys are in a platoon?
In a platoon is 160.
Okay, and how many's in a, that's in a platoon?
Yes, sir.
How many's in a squad?
In a squad, how many's in a squad? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I got my squad with me right now. I'm a squad leader myself, Mr. Henry.
Okay, so you lead a squad.
Yeah, in our class, I'm a squad leader. And we've probably got about 12 or 13.
Okay, you're a little loud there.
We got about 12 or 13. But I was going to say, that kid, that Justin McElroy kid, would get a blue socking, which would probably be, it would probably involve, it's in stages where you will physically assault him. You're not going to do it bad. I mean, you're not going to do it bad where it's bad, you know.
And, well, what do you mean by bad? Breaking bones and...
Yeah, you're not going to do that. But then you elevate it up to, you'll do things that test his, you know, like you'll get into the bunk with him. And you'll start to act, well, sort of gay and everything, although you're not gay. And you test to see how well he can...
What is that, man? What is the point of all of this?
Well, when you blue sock a guy, you're punishing him for screwing up the rest of the you know, like of the squad, of the platoon squad. And
well, so you're all right. Now tell me about this. You get into the bunk with him?
Yeah, it's psychops. You ever heard of psychops? They do that a lot. And
yeah, I've heard of psychops. Yeah, psychological operations.
Yeah, that's what it is. And you'll get into the bunk with the guy and start going, basically just going full, you go full on gay to see if he can handle it. And
I don't understand what that is, and I don't please don't explain it.
Well, I mean,
don't explain it. I don't know, and I don't want to know. And I, to be honest with you, I understand that anytime the military, are you guys still that? That's very noisy.
Well,
I tell you what, hold on. After the next break, you guys can move if you can, because that's, you're in an area where there's some machinery going. And
yeah, it's the system. It's the cooling system for the gym and for Temecula Stadium, which is the stadium named after one of the cadets that died. It's a memorial stadium, Sidney Temecula, and he died in the 50s. That's what they said. Yeah. He was a cadet that was involved in trying to take over the administration building, and the police came in and basically gunned him down, and they named the gym after him. So
why would they name the gym after a guy? Why would they name the gym after a guy, you know?
It's really not funny, Mr. Henry, from the story. If you read the inscription on the front of the building.
I understand that, but why would they name a building after a guy that tried to take over the administration building?
I think it's because the manner that he did it was admirable. It was done in a guerrilla style. I think that the commandant at the time, who I think was that Commandant Barnes? Commandant Bjorn, who said, even though he'd been taken hostage and he'd been slapped around pretty good, he's the one that led the fight to name the gym after this guy, Temecula.
Boy, that's about as weird as it gets.
What?
What the story you just told me is about as weird as it gets. I never thought it possible.
Well,
You're telling me about a gym that's named after a guy who took your administration building over in the 50s, slapped around the commandant at that time, Commandant Bjorn, was that his name?
Yeah, Bjorn or Born? What's his name? Born.
Born, okay. Like B-O-U-R-N-E?
No, it's B-O-R-N. That's how you spell Born.
Yeah, that's how you spell Born.
What's so funny? I mean, I didn't come on your program. I wanted to talk about...
Okay, just hold on for a minute. So you got a guy that you named a gym after because he slapped around the commandant.
No, not because he slapped the commandant around, because he took over the gym in a military fashion that was admirable. The commandant thought was admirable. And it's, yeah, you're right. The commandant was taken hostage, and he had his ass kicked.
I can't even hear this kid. Okay, we're going to take a break, okay?
What?
You're going to have to clean that line up. I'm having a hard time hearing him, bud. And the stuff he's saying is weird enough. And get him out of that room with that bloody loud...
They're standing right under it.
Fine. Tell the kid to get someplace else. 877-876-PHIL. R.C. Collins commenting on the last caller, Justin McElroy, and some weird story about Bradley Military Academy naming the administration building after a guy that was so good at taking... was so good at taking people hostage that they named the building after him. We'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch.
God.
The Phil Hendry Show.
What do you think is so funny, Mr.
Take it easy, will you?
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
What is that? Is that the thing?
The other stuff that they said to do, too.
Are you still in that room, young man?
What's up?
Are you still in that room, RC?
Yeah, unfortunately. Well, what happened is the squad leaders, we all had to stand at attention because somebody had... We had a disciplinary problem in the ranks during the last... I guess mess this afternoon, so we're all having to stand in rank here and stand in formation while the squad leaders. Yeah, I'm on the radio right now. While the squad leaders are going up and down and, you know, checking everybody's. Excuse me for saying this, but it's what we call butthole inspection. And
okay, watch the language. All right.
I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah, we're not. You know, you're not talking to your buddies, and that room you're in is so loud.
Says the room I'm in loud. Yeah. Well, but anyway, what I was saying, Mr. Hendry, of the guy that, okay, that they just shut down. I think it's going to be better now. Of the guy that was on your show, see, I just don't think that's right for him to be talking the way that he was talking about. He just sounded like the stupidest kid that I've ever heard.
Can I get back to something? And do we have that kid's father?
Yeah, I got Dan McElroy.
Dan McElroy is on the phone, and Dan McElroy is the father of Justin McElroy, who I believe you folks remember from last hour. Let me get on the line with Dan. Dan, how are you?
Hello, Phil. Good.
Dan, we had your son on the line last hour. I also have a caller on with me, RC.
Yes, sir. Hi.
Can you hear him, Dan? I'm not sure if you...
I don't...
Hi, it's RC calling, sir.
Yes, RC. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, sir.
Phil, I'm calling because my son was visibly distressed when he got off the phone here a few minutes ago with you. Now, Justin is a fine student. I won't kid you and say he's a perfect boy.
Yes, sir.
Can I jump in, Phil?
Go ahead.
But I'm talking to the host of the show?
Yes, sir.
Can I jump in, Phil?
Let RC, if you wouldn't mind.
Go ahead.
Are you going to interview me, or are you going to interview this guy, or what? How's this going to work? Because,
I'm only calling because I have concerns about how my son was treated on this radio program last hour.
Yeah, yes, sir, I know that, and I was just commenting that my name is RC Collins, sir. And,
yeah, okay.
And I was commenting to Mr. Hendry about your son.
Yes, sir.
I have to be honest with you, in the commentary that I did do, or that I had done, that I did.
Can you hear me?
We're having, it sounds to me, like a phone problem of some kind.
Well, let me, if I could, finish what my comment was, and you can say anything that you want to say, Mr. Collins,
you know, my name is R.C. Collins, sir, not Colin.
I didn't say Colin, sir. I said Colin.
May I ask you at this time, sir, what country you're from?
No, you may not. Let me say to the host of the show, can I say what it is that I called to say?
I tell you what. If you, yes, you can, Dan, if I may call you Dan.
Yes, of course.
All right. And R.C., you finish, if you wouldn't mind, Dan, let R.C., because he was on the program a little bit before you.
That would be fine.
Well, I mean, I'm going to have to say to the gentleman that I think your son came across as stupid. He sounded like a stupid idiot. And retarded. And is probably one of the stupidest kids that I'd ever done, that I'd ever had seen in many of the years. Well, I mean, I've only been in high school 4 years, but your son was so stupid that I wanted him to be at Bradley Military Academy for just...
I can't hear the man.
I can't either. You there?
And then we would do what we call a blue sock, and we would have to go and go to level 2, which is a full gay psychops
You know what? I'm going to have to. Dan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Look, I didn't want the call to take a lot of time.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to ask my producer. Just put him on hold or deal with the R.C. Collins, this gentleman. I want to talk to Dan McElroy.
Okay, you want to put R.C. Collins on the air?
No, I do not want to put R.C. Collins on the air.
Is he the host of the show?
Yeah, I'm the host of the show. Hold on. What I want you to do...
Because of the things that they said in that book.
He's back.
Okay, just put him on hold.
Who, Mr. McElroy?
No, R.C. Collins.
How?
Like this. Are you there, R.C.?
Well, yeah, because I...
Okay, like that. There, I just put him on hold for you. Dan, are you there?
Yeah, and the question that I had there originally, Phil, was... My son was, I felt, treated badly. And I just heard some comments. Was that you, or was that a guest?
That was a guest who was talking about your son.
All right, I couldn't tell between the guest and you, and forgive me, I didn't know which was which, you know?
Yes, I'm the host, and...
And the man who... that was a very young voice, so he must be... that must have been the guest, right?
Yes, that's the guest.
All right. Phil, my name is Dan McElroy. I'm the father of Justin McElroy, a senior. We have a home in Chatsworth that we built and have raised three sons. And I myself, the man that asked where I'm from originally, I come from Portugal. Portugal.
Your last name is McElroy.
Because my father was an Irishman. But we settled in my mother's town. My mother's from Lisbon, Portugal. And I worked my way from Portugal to the United States. I've taught my son to be a critical thinker. And the reason, and I know you have limited time.
I really do, sir, yes.
I apologize, but if you would allow me.
Go ahead.
I've taught my son to be a critical thinker. And that means that he will ask questions, and even if the figure he asks the question of is an authority figure, I've always told my son not to be afraid to ask a question. You can be a student. You can be a man of authority. Don't ever be afraid. Now, on your radio program last hour, and my wife, because I do an awful lot of traveling, has told me that Justin's been on your program before, sir.
Yes, he has. He's been a...
All right, that's fine. If I can finish what I'm saying, because I have limited time, too.
But he's been a guest on my show.
That's fine. I if you could allow me, and I will allow you to respond. But I don't want a whole song and a dance about my son on your show. The question is, has he been on your show? And your answer was an affirmation, correct?
Yes, sir.
Last hour, I heard my boy being called essentially a knuckle-dragger. I heard my son called...
No one called him a knuckle-dragger.
Well, I heard some people saying that he didn't do his research. They didn't know what a Johnny Wad was. I've always taught my boys the best way to learn is to use a shorthand that you can, it would be a common language you have with your professor or your teacher. So when Justin said to me, Dad, can I use, when we talk of the big package, I always told the boys, when you're studying or you're learning, you want to know what the big package of information is. Okay, capiche?
Yes, sir, I understand.
All right. So when I said to my son, well, the big package, he said, Dad, can I call it Johnny Holmes or Johnny the Wad or Blackzilla? And are you still there?
Yeah.
That's what he did.
You understand that...
I'm not done yet, if you would, you know...
But I'm doing a radio show, sir, coming up against a break.
I don't care what you're coming up against. I want to be heard.
Well, I'm going to have to cut you off.
Well, if you cut me off, I want to stay on your program, though, and be heard. Do you understand that? That's plain English.
Yes, I understand that. I don't like your tone.
That's fine. I'm not here to win friends and influence people. I'm here just to simply speak on behalf of my boy, who is, I think, probed and taken over your knee at...
We'll be right back. That's Dan McElroy, the father of Justin McElroy, who encourages his son to use shorthand when we're talking about a huge package of information, a big package. You can call it John Holmes, Johnny the Wad, or Blackzilla. We'll be right back. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
And now you're laughing at me.
Phil Henry.
All right, hold on. I want to just ask, Dan McElroy has joined me, Justin McElroy's father. We have R.C. Collins, who, yes, you're absolutely right, Mr. Collins. He is a senior cadet at Bradley Military Academy. The discussion this hour was going to be about the Miami so-called cannibal. And Mr. McElroy, would you mind if Mr. Collins is able to jump into this discussion?
I don't mind the man who was on before me, but I want to make my point, and I'm not really interested in too much discussion tonight. My point is simply...
I want to just say something, sir, if I could.
Nope. No, I want to finish what I'm saying, and I'd be more than happy to hear what you have to say if there's time.
It may not be time, sir, because you, if you'll pardon me, sir,
spit it out. You're very nervous.
Well, I am a little bit, and you're very intimidating, sir, but I'm a senior at a military academy. I'm trying to learn how to assert myself, and I was just saying about your son.
And you said about my son, you said he was retarded, you said he was stupid, you said he was, a nose picker, or you used something along these terms.
No, sir, you said that.
You were saying that, sir. R.C. didn't say that.
No, I did not say that. I said yes.
Yes, you did. Before we went to the break.
Yes, I said I was quoting you, and I was quoting this man.
At no time did I ever say your son was retarded. As a matter of fact,
well, I don't think that that's the case. I was listening very carefully, Mr. Henry. Before you go any further, understand that I build a company, a nationwide chain of retirement homes, and we are putting 20 more in Canada. We have 7 more going in. And these are homes for elderly, retired people. They are assisted living center. I've built an empire as a business. That's the kind of businessman I am. I have an empire of places where our seniors can get a place to live and someone to deliver food to the room they're in, and they don't have to move. They can stay in their room. That's what we do. So when you try to dominate the conversation, you're talking to the kind of a guy who went into the assisted living industry and essentially rewrote the rules. That's who I am, Dan McElroy.
That's fine, sir. I'm going to have to just say now I'm the host of the show and I've got to be heard.
I'm all ears, but I won't have my son called a mongoloid. And
I never called him any such thing.
Who called my son a gloid? What is that, Justin?
Yeah, somebody called me a gloid. I might have called him a gloid because, sir, I will...
And who am I speaking with? Is this R.B. or is this Mr. Cullen?
Sir, my name is R.C. Collins. It's not Mr. It's not Cullen. It's not R.B. Cullen.
Okay.
I mean, I'm doing the best to call your name the right way, what it said.
Oh, what language was that you just spoke?
What?
What language did you speak there?
He said R.C. Collins is his name.
I'm not talking with you right now, Mr. Henry, if you don't mind. I'm simply trying to get to the bottom of why my son was called a mouth-breathing gloid or something like that, right?
That's what they said.
Sir, no such language was used on this show. No such language was used on this show. Do you understand?
Well, if you're laying down the law to me, you're laying down the law to the wrong guy. And
I'm not trying to lay the law down. I'm telling you, no such language was used.
I never called your son a knuckle-dragging gloid. I did say he was a gloidomac.
the Gloidamac?
It's just a high school term, sir. It doesn't mean anything. Dad, can I...
Okay, you know, who, how many people am I talking to now?
Hold on, I want my boy. What?
Yeah, Gloidamac is like a gloid. It's like a mongoloid. And it's a mongoloid and a maniac. Like Beatlemania? Remember when you were telling me about Beatlemania?
Yes, Beatlemania, yeah.
Okay, well, this is a Gloidamac. It's not like Gloidalmania. They just, they cut off mane to yak.
All right, so a Gloidiac.
Yeah, a Gloidiac.
The better way to say that word would be a Gloidiac. Is that what you called my son?
Yes, sir, I did.
And you're in the military?
I'm at a military academy.
All right, I want to be heard here.
You've been heard, sir, for a long...
Hold on, please.
You've been heard for a long time. You'll be heard, but you've already been heard.
That's Mr. Henry.
You're Mr. Henry, right? Are you Mr. Henry?
Yes!
All right. I built an empire...
Yeah, of assisted living centers.
What do you do there? Do you, like, feed the old people cat food?
I'm gonna tell you something, sir. I don't feed old people cat food. My own mother, Justin's grandmother, is at our assisted living facility in Chatsworth, California.
I'm from Chatsworth, so there ain't much about Chatsworth you gonna say me that I don't meet, that I'd not know.
Okay. Great. William F. Buckley.
What's that mean? A smartass, Dad.
My son says you're a smartass.
Move it along or I'm going to hang up.
Huh?
Move it along or I'm hanging up.
I'm just trying to say that when you called my son a Gloidiac...
Mr. Henry didn't call him a Gloidiac. Well, somebody did.
My son says someone did.
They're lying, Dad.
We never, ever, ever used that term. I don't even know what that is.
I mean, I called him a Gloidiac... But I didn't say Gloidamac or what the thing you said.
Did you ever use the term Gloidamac?
No.
What is a Gloidamac?
My son Justin tells me it's the combination of mongoloid and Beatlemania. So you come up with Gloidamania, and I said, well, that doesn't make any sense, son, because I've always taught my boys to be reasonable and to be sensible in how they construct a sentence. So I said, why don't you go with Gloidamac? And he said, okay, Dad, because that's the relationship I've got with my boy. Now, did he call you a Gloidamac?
Well, I mean, yeah, he did.
But did he call you a Gloid... What was a Gloidiac? Did he call you that?
No, he didn't call me a Gloidiac.
So you lied to me. Did you lie to me, Justin?
I did a little bit, yeah.
What have I said to you? You lie. When you lie, if you tell me the truth, then I will be kind to you, and I will give you things, and I will give you cars, and I will give you boats, and I will give you everything that you'd want. But when you lie to me, all bets are off.
Yes, sir.
Bend over.
All right, sir, I don't want to hear this.
Hold on, Mr. Henry, I've got more to say to you. Bend over.
What a pervert, you dirty little...
Thank you very much. Let's get back to Justin, not Justin, let's get back to R.C. Collins.
Why'd you cut it off?
What did you just say?
Sorry, why'd you cut it off?
I'm not going to listen to him. The last thing I heard out of that guy's mouth was bend over. That's all I wanted to hear. Get R.C. Collins back on the line so we can get this freaking radio show back under control. What? So you're back in the gymnasium.
Yeah, they told us to get under the grandstand, so that's what we're doing every time we come out. It's what we call our Seymour Butts rally, because, you know. But Mr. Henry, that Dan McElroy, I know that name because I've seen that name in the news.
Do you study the guy?
No, I don't study. I've seen the name Dan McElroy, and I saw that name. I swear to God, I saw it in a couple of news stories having to do with finding what was that one, Billy? Yeah, they found a couple of mummified old people, and Dan McElroy's name came up. And
mummified old people?
Yeah, they found an old lady dead. They found her, and she was dead. And she ain't never coming back, either.
Where did they find her?
Found her in one of the assisted living nursing homes that he owns.
You gotta be kidding me. Was this guy prosecuted?
I think so, yeah. And he still owns a bunch of these homes, too. And they found an old lady that found another old man. And they found another old man and another old man. And, Jimmy was saying they probably found in total about nine old men.
Nine old men?
Yeah.
All right, this is so bizarre. I'm going to just take a break and try to collect my thoughts here. Dan McElroy, last I heard, and I didn't want to put that on the air, he was about to discipline his son for lying to him about Gloidamac or Gloidiac. Finding out now that this man owns assisted living homes throughout the United States where they have found dead, mummified elderly people. So that's a problem. And we still haven't gotten to the cannibal story in Miami that RC wanted to talk about, and he's back there in the gymnasium with the loud air conditioning system. So this is great. We'll be right back, the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
That's just nothing but a Gloidamac.
All right, welcome back here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Now, we don't have a lot of time, and I don't want to get caught up in tons and tons of different arguments that are, you know, have nothing to do with each other. So I want to bring Mr. McElroy back on the line. He called originally because he had a complaint about the way that his son had been treated last hour on our show. Dan McElroy, who is the owner of the McElroy Assisted Living Centers in the United States. And so, sir, to the extent that we weren't able to let you get your story out, I know that you were disciplining your son, and we were obviously going to not air that.
That much I appreciate. And I'm apologizing to your listeners and to you, Phil, because I didn't want to humiliate myself. I didn't want to humiliate my son. And I didn't know that our phone line was open, but I did feel I had to deal with Justin because he had lied to me, and I don't ever want my sons to lie to me. When my sons lie to me, then I am no longer a trusted father, and I am more being treated as a jailer or just another guy on the street. And what I say to my wife and I say to my sons, when you lie to me, now I'm just another guy on the street. Well, another guy on the street can be, he can possibly do anything to you. Beat you up, rob you, rape you. So if you want me to be another guy on the street, I'll do that.
I don't know what that means.
What it means is, I give as good as I get. If you tell me the truth, then I will treat you with... You've never had it so good. Never. My wife knows this. Beverly knows this. Justin's mother. When she tells me the truth about where she's been in the afternoon, things couldn't go better for her. Jewelry, cars, vacations, another home, and another home, and another home. We have five vacation homes. I've made that kind of money, Mr. Hendry, and I'm not trying to lord it over anyone or tell you or anybody else how great I am. But to be honest with you, I have the resources. And that's why I called your program. I didn't like the way my son was treated. And if you were going to give me some pushback, then I was going to have to drop the hammer, as we say in the business, you know.
What exactly did you think? What hammer are you going to drop on me?
Oh, boy. What hammer am I going to drop on you? How about a restraining order against ever talking to my son for starters, and then an injunction to shut your radio program down?
Why? What are you going to tell the judge?
I'm going to tell the judge that you're abusing the public trust, having my son in your show, calling him Gloid Boy, or however you're pronouncing that.
I'd have to get R.C. back on here.
I don't want to talk to that imbecile. That R.C. Coleman is a flat-out imbecile.
R.C., did I ever call this kid Gloid Boy?
No, sir, you never did, and neither did I. And I don't appreciate being called no name. I'm at a military academy.
I don't care if you're at a military academy. It doesn't make any difference to me. I will sue both of you for the treatment that my son received.
What are you going to sue me for, though? What did I say?
I told you, if you're talking about the boy being called Vladimir, that, first of all, sir, that's the name of one of the knights of the Round Table. And it also happens to approximate an insult. That's what, you see, that's my business, sir. I'm not mummifying old people and feeding them cat food. I am studying.
Hey, friend. I don't mummify.
All right, hold on for a minute. Put the guy on hold.
Wait. What I was saying.
Say it again.
I was saying that Gloidemac was the name of a knight of the Round Table, and because it sounded like Gloid Boy, that's what they call him.
All right, so Gloidemac was the name of a knight?
Yes, sir. He was a French knight, and he was a member of King Arthur's Round Table. It's part of the Arthurian legend, as they call it. We know of Lancelot, but you never hear of Gloidemac or some of the others.
All right, let's get Mr. McElroy back.
Everything. And I will tell you, I've got lawyers from here to there.
Sir, you were not on the air at all. I had you on hold.
Not on the air. Well, if that's the way you treat people. But, Mr. Henry, have a care. Because I love my family.
I'm sure you do.
I love my wife. And I will not allow them to be abused in this way.
I did not abuse your son. Your son lied. You already know that. We never called him Gloid Boy, Gloidemac, none of that stuff. R.C. Collins says that that's the name of a knight of the Round Table, which the kids find funny.
What is? Yes, sir, the name Gloidemac was a knight. He was a knight? Yes, sir. All right. And so we found that funny when we were studying the Arthurian legends, which I'm sure you're familiar, King Arthur. I know who he is, yes. All right. Gloidemac? Was it Gloidium or Gloidum? There was a dragon named Gloid. I don't care, and I'm sure that what you're saying is true, but when you abuse a boy who's been on your program trying the best that he can to tell you about this Arab teacher that he had that didn't understand the English language when it came to the Hitler family, and I told my son, this has nothing to do with Adolf Hitler. Now, my son doesn't know who Adolf Hitler is because, Justin, I always tell my boys, cut through the horse dung and get right to it. If you don't have to know who Adolf Hitler is, then you don't need to know. And this Arab teacher gave him this zero grade.
Okay, why are you calling him an Arab teacher?
Because that's what he is.
Yeah, but why do you call him that?
You're not the host of the show. I'm not speaking to you.
Sir, but this was my hour.
All right, so fine.
I don't care. It's become it might have been your hour. Now it's my hour. How do you like that?
Sir, first of all, your son came on here. He couldn't answer who Adolf Hitler was. He didn't know the state. He didn't know the first names of the families. These are all things that you say your son was failed in because the teacher is an Arab. But my callers agreed with me when we said that your son just didn't know the material and didn't understand why the children were taken from the family in the first place.
The children were taken from the family because they named these children Heinrich Himmler and Adolf Hitler and Jack the Ripper and every kind of disgusting name. That's all my son needed to know. And why it is this Arab couldn't see that. And let me tell you why I call him an Arab.
Because you're a racist.
Boy, oh boy. Woo! You really want some. You really want $300 worth, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Whatever.
And we have to go, sir, so thank you very much.
No one hangs up on Dan McElroy.
Thank you, RC, too. We hung up on him.
You just hung up on Dan McElroy.
Yeah, so I hung up on Dan McElroy. What about it?
Well, you got all mummified people.
Oh, he's got mummified people. What do you think he's going to do, mummify me? I hung up on Dan McElroy. I guess I'll know the consequences.
Yeah, it could be bad. What if he's going to buy advertising?
If I hear that guy's commercials on my show, I'll pull him off the air.
Oh, man, we're in a recession, man. You need every dollar.
I need every dollar. I don't need Dan McElroy's money. If I hear any, what do you mean he may become a sponsor?
We have to get Mr. Hall.
I'm going to tell you something right now, and you better listen to me very carefully, bud. Are you listening to me? Bud!
What?
What are you doing fooling around with a pizza box, okay?
Just was looking for the number.
Great, you look for the number. If I get a call from Hall telling me to be nice to that guy because he may buy advertising, I'm going to hang up on him.
Well...
Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you listening to what I'm saying? Are you focusing in on what I'm saying?
Yeah, but Phil, I mean...
If I get a call and Hall wants to tell me that I got to be nice to Dan McElroy because he may become a sponsor, I'm hanging up on him.
Dale, are you going to put the advertising on the air?
No, I am not putting the advertising on the air. No! Are you guys listening to me? Or are you looking at the pizza box for the phone number of the pizza joint?
Just found it.
Great. We'll be back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, News and Information Hour, coming up.
Brian, how do you do?
Phil Henry.